this one over here.
That one?
This is written by Hatama, the who rebuilt this building in 1930 something.
And this is some of the focus I was
put out, right.
Yes, so this is the draft of his speech in the year of 1880, 25th day of April at Nakamura Road, Tokyo, Kuzawa. Speech of Kuzawa. Exchange of knowledge and consulting the... each other on various subjects in society. That was the theme of this Bojinsha society. And this this theme is not easy to understand its deep meaning.
He founded the club, it's just there. It says that the purpose of the club is to exchange knowledge. And
right.
He was president for 25 years after Fukuyama's death.
So the as a stranger, he started to doubt everything. Mm-hmm. So Nagatsu people, the traditional way of life, or to Nagatsu people, it's quite the usual, quite understandable, acceptable for us. For we are a stranger. Why? Mm-hmm. And why? How? So everything was quite that. Well,
do you think this was because he came from Osaka?
Oh yes, yeah.
And the contrast between the city and...
Yes, and he...
this is because his father died.
Yes. Yeah, mm. And according to his autobiography, even though he had the cousins, relatives in Nagatsu, his family, his brother and sister and mother, quite isolated from those relatives or neighbors. How do you say?
Kept to themselves,
isolated.
Yes.
So
what I think, I am very interested in what you're saying. Right. So interested that I think perhaps we ought to save it for the film.
Yeah.
But Carlo, I think
I'm filming in a traditional sawmill factory.
Oh, I see.
Where they make sake.
Yeah.
So it might
be very interesting.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
So So we can film that there.
Yeah. When I put our card in the RIS association or club or official, the traffic system in Japan was not well before the railway age. So the transportation between Kobe or Osaka, Tokyo, was very bad, and they depended on the steamship. From Yokohama to Kobe. And Kobe to Kyoto, they had railway. And from Tokyo to Yokohama, we had railway. But in between, we didn't have railway system. So in those days, sake brewery or whatever industry, local industry, they didn't have a network of exchange of knowledge. So they are quite isolated each other. So the Kojunsha, when he started Kojunsha, he started to issue that magazine with bimonthly, two times a month. He issued the magazine, and they invited them from the member any question they may have. And he had his staff. Some of them are lawyer. Another one in a sort of science, scientist. So they receive the questionnaire, one question from the members, local members, and they how to keep the sake unrotten in summer days, hot days or something like that. So they from northern part of Japan. Still there also they had members there, so they invite their opinion, showing the questionnaire from question from Kyoto people or southern part of Japan, so they can start the exchange.
What is it about the
talent
to grandfather of Mr. Morita,
Pasteurs, the Japanese who worked on sake, Pasteur. We didn't have lunch here.
I know. Masaku.